Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold. Every once in a while, we get the opportunity to talk with various Bible schools and Bible colleges. And today, we're going to learn about Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School. And joining us over the phone today is Chris Fordham, Executive Director at Cape and Ray. Chris, how are you doing today?
Hey, very good, and nice to join you this morning.
Yes, well, happy to have you. Well, for starters, we're going to get people looking in the right direction. Where can people find Cape and Ray?
Absolutely. Well, this would be a great time of year to come and find Cape and Ray. Actually, we're located on the west coast of BC, just off of Vancouver Island between Nanaimo and Victoria. Just a beautiful little island here, and we're actually enjoying some warmer temperatures this time of year and all year round. So while the rest of the country is buried in snow, we're actually maybe not having such a hard time with that.
But yeah. We're pretty jealous of that fact. I guess out here in Saskatchewan, stuck in minus 30s, I'm sure there's never a day where it gets that cold.
No, I don't think we've ever seen a day that cold. I mean, to be honest, we do get down around the zero mark from time to time, but it's pretty rare. And, you know, light flurries, you know, sometimes you get a little bit of snow, but it would be a couple centimeters for a couple days. It's a whole different ball game. But most of the year, it's not a normal thing for us.
Now, Chris, for those not sure about Cape and Ray, the students that go to Cape and Ray, tell us a bit about the age range of students that come on out to Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School.
Yeah, thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. Cape and Ray Harbor Bible Center is unique in a number of ways, but one of the ways it's unique is that it is an on-site program. It's a community-based program where people come from all over the world to live, work, and study on location. So everybody lives on site, on campus, and participates not only in the classes and the teaching aspects, but the daily life and the community stuff. Because as we all understand, you know, life is where we learn stuff outside of the classroom. We discover it in the classroom, we put it to practice outside of the classroom, and that's where we learn it. So not only are we providing the teaching, the insight, inside instruction and classroom teaching, we're trying to provide as many hands and feet opportunities in daily life and in community for these lessons to be learned and solidified, and they really, that really happens in relationship with other people. So we actually have people coming from literally all over the world each year, you know, half a dozen, a dozen, more than a dozen different countries around the world, and ages ranging from 17 to 70, you know, and people will come after high school. A lot of people coming out of high school looking to take a gap year and kind of build their foundation and deepen their faith and learn how to study the Word of God. And then we have people coming, kind of taking a gap year halfway through university or college or after that. We have people coming on sabbatical from ministry or even after retirement. So it's a broad spectrum. And the beautiful thing about that is it really is a family. It's a body of believers. People coming from all different backgrounds, denominations, you know, all of that coming together for one reason, to know God, to know Christ. Yeah.
Absolutely. So post-secondary education, that's awesome. And of course that, yeah, like you say, that can range for so many people, no matter what stage of adulthood they are in, which is just awesome. Now, is the experience the same for all students? Are there targeted programs and courses that people are taking? What does that look like at Cape and Ray?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the answer is, there's a lot of diversity and variety to the program.
Okay.
However, there is really one track, if you will. The main program is an intensive, and I don't mean like, it's an intensive biblical studies approach to the year. So we're working through the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, through the scriptures from beginning to end to discover who Christ is and who Jesus is through the scriptures and how that works out and how that applies to our life. But so really, it's for our first-year students, and we have a first-year class, our main track, and we also have a second-year program called leadership training. So those are two different tracks. But for the main student body, it's the same track throughout the year, the same curriculum, the same syllabus. Where things would vary for them would be in the practical aspect. There would be options for different types of ministries, different types of outreaches, different types of application things that they could do throughout the course. but the classwork and the main syllabus would be the same. And the, another unique thing about the program is that a lot of people appreciate is that it's not a four-year degree.
Mm-hmm.
People can come, they can set aside, you know, 3 months, 6 months, 8 months, and they can just focus on being refreshed and restored in the Word of God. So
yeah, absolutely.
That's a benefit too, because not everybody can take 4 years out, right? But for those who want to take 2 years out, we do have there's an extension to the first year intensive program, and that's called leadership training. So what people want to mm-hmm. take that further and learn how, you know, learning to serve and serving to learn, leading by example, we have the leadership training program for that. And that's more of a one-on-one discipleship training program. Not that the first year isn't based on discipleship models, but the second year would be a smaller group of students with a specific group of staff, more interactive, more dialogue-oriented. So that's great for someone who's done a first year of Bible school and wants to continue in that type of preparation and invest that way.
So you mentioned that people stay at Cape and Ray on-site, on-campus. So when tuition is paid and things like that, does it all encompass things like where people are staying, the meals at Cape and Ray? Is that all thrown in there into the tuition?
It is absolutely all included. So mm-hmm. when someone enrolls and is accepted as a student here, that includes room, board, books, tuition, everything.
Wow.
So that's three meals a day. I might add, our meals are fantastic. It's home cooked from scratch, family style. So our dining room is a family style table service sit down. It's not a buffet. So we have three meals plated and served to the tables every day. And obviously dining is a great context for fellowship, and that's a great opportunity to kind of debrief the day and connect with people and encourage one another and all that kind of stuff. So meals are an important part of community, and we like to do that well. Also mm-hmm. the accommodations. And I should mention that as the way we are set up, our tuition, people who pay the tuition here are eligible for a receipt that would go with that. So that's a benefit to people. Because the whole tuition is eligible for a receipt. So, you know, that's not a small thing when people are considering tuition.
Oh, for sure. It goes a long way as well, helping reduce the financial burden as well, and just helps out, because I know once people begin working in their fields, even though it may be a couple years after they're done, or, you know, just for it to all work out, that's when it could start to be used, and it comes back, and it helps out just such a great way. Well, coming alongside with that, let's talk a little bit about, you mentioned the lifestyle of what it's a bit like on campus. You know, people staying there, the dorm situation, are people grouped and housed together with one other, a few others? What does that look like? What's dorm life like?
Well, we have a variety of accommodations set up for different kind of demographic and dynamics, because as many of our students come as single individuals, we do have some come as married couples or young families however it might be.
Okay.
And so we have multiple accommodation styles. We have cottages, which are beautiful and well appointed. We also have a dorm that is basically it's definitely not an apartment, but it's a beautiful lodge dorm down by the water. And that one has seven different rooms. Each room has its own ensuite, but like there's a shared lounge and area like that. So there's basically one dorm like that. There's the individual cottages. And then we have some guest suites or private rooms in our main hall. And so which we kind of look at the demographic of our student body and the various needs, like I mentioned, whether people are single individuals or mature students or coming as a married couple, to decide where they go. But averagely, there would be 4 to 6 people per room or per cottage. So people are definitely, you know, sharing their room and learning to live together, but it's a good situation and actually turns out to be a highlight for most of our students, really.
Awesome. Again, we're chatting today with Executive Director Chris Fordham from Cape and Ray Bible School, and it's on Thetis Island off of Vancouver Island in British Columbia. And, well, Chris, want to ask you about like a daily Well, just sorry. What am I trying to say? A regular day in the life of a student at Cape and Ray. What time do classes begin? And just take us through what might be a typical day for a student at Cape and Ray. Yeah,
for sure. That's a great question. So, you know, the weekdays, Monday through Friday, I'll have a similar schedule. So I'll give you a little bit of an overview there. But
sure.
The day starts hopefully before breakfast with people in their personal time doing devotions or being part of the running club or maybe working out in the fitness center. I mean, the physical health part of things is we like to encourage people to stay healthy physically and as well, and to make that a part of their kind of discipline. But the formal schedule starts every day on the weekdays with breakfast. And then following breakfast, there's a little bit of a gap before morning classes. Morning classes go till lunchtime. There's a little bit of a break in between the two morning classes, but they go basically till lunchtime. Then the afternoons between lunch and supper are free or open, but in that time, people might be participating in outreaches, duties, just community sports, or any number of things. But the afternoons are open for that purpose, so that people can engage in those other things, maybe get some rest or do some homework too. Mm-hmm. And then supper time, and then following supper, there's evening classes that wrap up at 8:30. And there's not usually a formal schedule after 8:30, but there are things going on, intramural sports, things that cabin groups plan and other things like that. Then we get through the week till Friday, and it changes up a little bit in that Friday afternoons classes are journal classes, which means that's an opportunity for the staff, the students to catch up on their journal assignments for the week. And instead of tests, what we do is journals, which is, we feel, a very effective way of people processing what they've learned in the week and then, you know, for us to assess what's being taught and learned. So there's a journal due on each subject or book that's taught each week. Mm-hmm. And we try to provide ample time, but we wrap up the week with a journal class so that people can finish off that work before the weekend.
Yep.
And then we head into the weekend and Saturdays and Sundays. And Saturdays and Sundays could be full of all sorts of stuff. I mean, they are down days, they are off days, there's no classes. But on Saturday, people might have it as a day off. They might be doing some homework. They might be participating in an outreach or just taking it easy. Sunday, we send all of our students over to Vancouver Island for church and encourage them to get involved with various local churches, which is a highlight. It's also a practical part of the training and really good for everyone. And then we all gather back together on Sunday evening for our own Sunday evening ministry time on campus here. And we kind of share what we've been learning, encourage one another in the Word, spend time in praise and worship and prayer. And it's really an awesome way to start the week. So it's like the end of a week, but really it's just, you know, our Sunday evening service is really a really great way to start the week, focused on the Lord and encouraging one another, pointing each other to Christ, and then jumping into things on Monday again. So that's like an overview, a snapshot of the basic routine. People do have duties to do. The whole student body, everybody will have a 15-minute duty to do each day as part of community life. It might be setting tables,
sure,
or washing dishes or whatever. They'll have those duties for 2 weeks, and they'll switch up and do something else. It's just part of family life, you know?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's great. So that's known as the daily duty?
The daily duty. You
nice.
Got it. And we switch those up, keep it interesting. And surprisingly enough, you know, and interestingly enough, a lot of people learn some pretty important skills they didn't necessarily leave home with. So that's kind of fun, too.
All right. Excellent. Now, in terms of the months on the calendar that we're talking, that the year, the school year for those at Cape and Ray, what does that look like? And are there breaks at times as well where people can maybe head home for a visit and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think it's broken up pretty well. The school starts near the middle of September.
Okay.
Beginning to middle of September and goes through basically to the middle of May. But along the way, you know, of course, people have their weekends and such, but in November, there's a we call midterm break. It's a long weekend where people can get away or go home or visit, you know, do something a little bit different. We have another one of those longer weekend midterm breaks in February. Spring break comes in March, and it's about 2.5 weeks long. Oh, I forgot Christmas. How can I forget Christmas? Everybody goes somewhere, home or to visit friends for Christmas. Christmas
sure.
is about 3.5 weeks long, so it's a nice big break. Most people just go home to visit friends and family, or our international students might travel or visit friends in Canada. Some people actually go home and do a little bit of work over Christmas, but there's a nice long break at Christmas, and then again at spring break, a couple weeks. All of our international missions trips that happen throughout the year happen at spring break. So, for example, this year we've got a group going to Seattle. We've got a handful of different things. And we even have a whole group of students going to Israel to explore Israel and experience that, which will be amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Sometimes we have groups going to India. But, you know, it just depends on the year. We have different opportunities and different experiences for the students to participate in for that reason. And that's not a mandatory thing. Those are optional trips, but obviously a highlight for a lot of people. So things are broken up between the midterm breaks and the Christmas break and the spring break. So, yeah, it's good that way. It gives people a chance to recalibrate and come back with restored energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's awesome. Again, joining us today on All You Ever Wanted to Know is Chris Fordham, Executive Director at Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School on Thetis Island in British Columbia. And let's talk a bit about, classrooms and classes, and particularly teachers, if we can now. Chris, let's talk about the staff and your professors at the Bible School.
100%. We have a handful of on-site or in-house teachers that teach on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the neat things about our teaching staff is that they represent a wide base of backgrounds. We have people that have been all involved in ministry for a number of years, but coming from different backgrounds, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and people from different types of ministry teaching different sections of the curriculum for that reason, to give exposure and insight from a broad spectrum that way. So missionaries, evangelists, pastors, teachers all make up our teaching staff, together with home staff that are here throughout the year. So typically we would have a home staff teacher and a visiting teacher teaching each week, so that there are two subjects or two books being taught concurrently each week.
People want more information. Chris, people can go online and find you there, right?
Absolutely. Our website, easy to find, capeandray.ca. I'm sure everybody will be well able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All the information they need about who we are and where we are and how to get here. But we'd love to hear from people too, you know. So we're really good at getting back to emails quickly. So if people have a question or a comment or anything like that, we'd love to hear from people direct. Or if people really just aren't into the typing and stuff like that, if they just want to give us a call, that's fine too.
Yeah.
And we'd love to hear from people. We have a number of things available to people besides Bible school. And I'll just put this out there on the radio. I don't think I have before, but one thing we love to offer people is our pastors' retreats. And they're not just for pastors, but we had to call it something. But pastors' mm-hmm. retreats are basically this. We want to extend hospitality and ministry to people in ministry. So if there are people in ministry or that are looking for a place to get away, to be refreshed, to be restored, we offer that to anybody in ministry, subject to availability, of course, free of charge, once a year, 2 nights, 3 days, all meals, for the individual or their whole family, free of charge. So if that would be a blessing to some of your listeners, we would just love them to know about that. So I know you're not close by, you're not exactly in our neighborhood, but if your listeners should find themselves
right,
with
yeah.
a reason to come out and see us or in our neighborhood, they should remember that, because we would love to open our home to them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awesome. If there are listeners out there that are thinking that Bible school might be something that they're interested in the future, then Taste and See would be perfect for them. And Taste and See is an opportunity for interested parties to come on out, jump into Bible school, participate fully as a student for a week, and see if it's a good fit. Talk to students, talk to staff. Sit in on classes, participate in daily life, and figure out if it's a good fit for them, if that's the next step for them. And because we're putting that out on the radio today,
mm-hmm.
if your listeners heard about it on the radio, and if they call in or email in and they let us know that they heard about it today on the radio, that's absolutely free as well. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's fabulous. Again, contact them through capeandray.ca or by giving them a call. What's the best number people can call for main office, Chris?
You know, I should have that exactly handy, and I don't. I'll give you the normal number.
Yeah.
Is 1-250-246-9440. 246-9440. However, if you go online, click the contact button, you'll also find a toll-free number, so that number can be called free of cost, and you can talk to us like that.
Oh, that's great as well. Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School, our guest today on All You Ever Wanted to Know, and a great opportunity to get a glimpse of what it is like. And yes, it's a bit further, obviously, to go out to Vancouver Island in that area of Canada, but still, obviously, a wonderful opportunity if you can make it work. Let's talk a little bit about extracurriculars, Chris. So what do you offer for students there? I know you hinted at some trips that people can go on during some of those weeks off and breaks, but what other extracurriculars do you have going on at Cape and Ray?
Sure, that's great. You know, as I mentioned earlier, we want to provide as many hands and feet opportunities outside of the classroom to learn and grow and apply things, and that happens in community and in relationships. So we've got a variety of things going on throughout the year, and some of those things include intramural sports throughout the year. But we also have people involved in outreaches. There's weekly outreaches, and that would be involved serving the community, local drop-in centers, senior centers, community help for those in need in our community. We also have a music ministry team and a choir that goes out on a regular basis with our teaching staff to visit different churches and minister in that context. So, I mean, the opportunities are pretty broad and pretty diverse, and happen throughout the year, whether it's recreation or ministry or a combination of both. That's happening all year long. And then the times when we go out, like, farther away, our international trips are happening in March. And depending on the year, we'll be partnering with different ministry partners to offer different trips in different places around the world. This year, one of the things we're doing in March is taking a group of students, current students, past students, alumni, and friends of the ministry, where we have an opportunity to take 40-plus people to Israel in March for a few weeks this year again. And it's the third or fourth trip we've done. I think it's the third trip we've done. We're really looking forward to that. But depending on the year, we offer different ministry experiences and opportunities to different countries around the world. So you'll have to stay tuned for that. We haven't quite decided yet what's coming up for 2020. But we'll also look forward to, Lord willing, doing another Israel trip probably in a couple of years from now. It's something we'd like to keep on the radar for every couple of years, as it's been such a valuable and meaningful experience.
Excellent. Chris Fordham again from Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know. And we've almost run out of time, Chris, but is there anything else you wanted to get out there about Cape and Ray today?
You know, thanks for asking. I would just really like to leave a final word of encouragement with your listeners today. You don't need to come to Cape and Ray. You don't need to go to Bible school. Of course, we'd love you to, if that's what God's leading you to do. If we can be a part of your faith walk, if we can be an encouragement to you, if that's how God's directing you today, then obviously we're going to be very excited about that. But I would just leave your listeners with a final word of an encouragement to seek the Lord, to call out to Him, to cling to Him, and to dig into the Word. Wherever you are today, seek Him, and He will be found. He loves you. He knows you. And, just run to the Lord and jump into His Word. What we're doing here is exactly that, encouraging people to run to Jesus, to know Him, to dig into His Word. We really want to, we would love to make sure that everybody who comes here discovers that Jesus Christ is their very life. And we're aiming to introduce people to Christ as life and to help people prepare for a lifetime of Christian ministry, understanding that our calling is the same. No matter what our context is, we're all called first and foremost to know God, to love Him, and to love others. And so we want to help people discover that and prepare for life to that end. It certainly doesn't need to be done here, but if this context, if this format would be helpful to people or a blessing to people to focus on those things, we'd invite you to consider that, and we'd love to hear from you.
Great stuff. Well, Chris, it's been great chatting with you. Man, you've got me interested, which means job well done by you. Again, Cape and Ray Harbor Bible School, our guests today on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Visit them, capeandray.ca. That is CAPERNWRAY.ca. Or check our Rock 98.5 Facebook page. We got a link up there today that'll take you right to Cape and Ray's page. Chris, all the best. And once again, thank you for joining us on All You Ever Wanted to Know.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
That's our program for today. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.